Welcome to Love Letter to Service, a fellowship-wide call hosted by the Resource Development Committee, which I'm proud to be part of. Our mission, revenue for DA, is the focus of the Resource Development Committee, including increasing Seventh Tradition contributions and clarifying the use of Seventh Tradition funds, encouraging member participation in service at all levels, and increasing awareness within the DA Fellowship about the importance of self-support. My name is Shayna, and I am a debtor, and I will be your moderator today. Our call today will include a moderated conversation with GSRs from past and present. The General Service Representative, GSR, is the link between each individual registered DA meeting and the World Service Conference, which is also known informally as WSC, of Debtors Anonymous. The GSR is an important service position in any DA group. It is suggested that a person being considered for GSR have the following qualifications: to have abstained from incurring unsecured debt for at least 1 year, to be actively working the 12 steps of DA, to have a working knowledge of the 12 traditions, to have had at least two pressure relief meetings, to have given service to a local group, and to be an active member of a home group. The moderated conversation today is being recorded, and all participants consent to having the recording uploaded to the DA website at www.debtorsanonymous.org/podcast. On this call, in keeping with the traditions, please practice anonymity by using first names only and help us to keep the focus on our primary purpose, to carry the message to the debtor who still suffers. After the moderated discussion, we will stop recording the call for a sharing portion and or questions and answers. Anyone wishing to share will have 2 minutes each. This part of the call will not be recorded. All callers have been placed on mute. Press *6 to unmute only if you're participating in the call or during the sharing period. The moderated conversation will last for 13 minutes, after which we will have 15 minutes for Q&A and our sharing. And before I introduce our four panelists, I would like to share briefly about why I decided to do this call. Again, Shayna, debtor, I just felt like, when I decided to be a GSR, you know, it came out of my need in recovery and the step work I was doing to, like, inventory that when it came to money, there was a lot of things that just weren't discussed, I didn't understand. And so when I got into the rooms and started working the steps and using the tools, I realized I want to know what's going on here. I don't want to turn people into authority figures or make assumptions about how things work. I have the right to learn. And so putting myself in the pool to be the GSR for my own meeting was really like, I want to do as much service as I can. And I did that, you know, like, I want to be the timekeeper. I want to be a secretary. Like, I want to learn the position so I know it. I mean, even in business, in the business that I do, it's like I want to make sure I understand most of how everything works so that if anything were to happen, I can kind of step in. And I feel like that's very powerful, or to me it is at least. So that was a lot of what being a GSR is about. And this is my second year, and I had made this decision. I'm going to do, like, here's what my idea for service this year. And it completely changed because of collaboration with other members of my committee and fellows in this program, and what was going to be 4 webinars, having all of the committee chairs speak, turned into this call today, which I feel just really excited to play with. I feel like I've met this with anxiety, enthusiasm, the fear that it's just going to be crap, and that is just normal. And so I just show up one day at a time, and I'm really grateful for everybody who said yes to participate and who's helped. It's been a surprise to me, and like, that's part of my recovery too. So I'm just grateful that you all are here. I hope you receive great benefit from this, and thanks. And we'll move into the panel. And we have 4 members of our panel today, and I will give each of you 1 minute to introduce yourselves. And we will start with you, Manju.
Hey, I'm Manju, grateful recovering compulsive debtor, and I'm just happy to be here. I'm in the third year of being a GSR, imperfectly. And it's been a life-changing experience. I've been back in DA for 6 years now, and after a long hiatus. So it's been a really beautiful experience, and I look forward to sharing more. Pass.
Thanks, Bonju. Richard.
Hi, Richard. Compulsive debtor and spender. I live in Massachusetts. This is my first year as a general service rep in DA. Been in program for 5 years as of this past January. And service is where the program becomes real for me and my life. Otherwise, I'm just a spectator. I'm a spectator in the sport of recovery. But when I do service, I get on the field. I'm a player. I'm not just watching it happen. I'm not criticizing people who are doing it wrong. I'm over here doing it wrong myself and learning from my character defects and growing from there. And so my higher power is not subtle. When I'm called to do service, it's very obvious that that's what I need to do. And so this call, being on this call, is one of those obvious things. And being a general service rep was one of those as well. So I hope that I get to say something that you find useful today. Thanks.
Thanks, Richard. Sharon?
Hi, everybody. My name is Sharon. I'm a compulsive debtor. I last incurred new unsecured debt on November 11th of 2011, so I have a little over 14 years back in DA. Really grateful for that. My home group is the Sunday 9 a.m. Eastern meeting. It's a Zoom meeting. And I served as a GSR for another group from 2013 to 2016. And I was on the literature committee all 3 years. And then I moved down the ladder to the board, the General Service Board of Trustees. And I did that from 2016 to 2022, ending up in London. And I served as the vice chair of the board for 3 years and the chair for 2 years. And thanks for asking, Victoria, and nice to meet you, Shana, on the call the other day. And thanks, everyone, for being of service.
Thanks, Sharon. Paul?
Thanks. I'm Paul, compulsive debtor. My home group is Tuesday Progress Not Perfection in-person meeting in Sacramento, California. I was the intergroup rep for Sacramento intergroup from 2016 until I started serving on the General Service Board, and I served 3 years on the General Service Board, ending in London at the conference in London, and I incurred my last unsecured debt in 2010. I was in Debtors Anonymous for 3.5 years in the early to mid-90s, and I left for 10 years and came back. I don't recommend that. It's much better to just stay and work your program the whole time. So I'm happy to be here today, and I hope I can share some things that others will find helpful.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks all of you. Thanks for saying yes. Thanks for being of service. So I had a whole bunch of questions and I was just trying to figure out how to make this work. And I decided to just group these questions into different categories. So panelists, I'm going to give you, two or three questions that kind of fit together. You'll have 2 minutes each to respond to them and respond to whatever resonates for you. So the first category is what it was or is like, and some of you are present GSRs and some of you were in the past. And that would be like, what do you absolutely love about being a GSR, or what did you absolutely love? What is the business of being a GSR? Like, some people have mentioned committees, like literature, what is that mean? What is committee work like? And we will start with Sharon.
So I have to say that DA saved my life, and I've been in another program right now, a different program for 45 years. I've been in DA, and I left and came back also. I also don't recommend it. But it is what higher power directed, and that's what happened. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. So I was shocked that no one wanted to be the GSR from my group in Tucson, Arizona in 2012. So when the other person was rotating off, so I sheepishly raised my hand because I only had a year of not incurring new unsecured debt, and I was unanimously elected, so I was shocked. And it's like one of the best things I've ever done. What did I love about it? I loved being in a room with other people that were compulsive debtors or debtors and working on shared goals about making DA better. So I, like I said, I was on the literature committee. I didn't realize how much work it was going to be, but it was a ton of work. But you know, everyone, what I did realize is that everyone's got different levels of participation. And part of my disease and DA is I'm a workaholic. So I wanted everyone else to be a workaholic right alongside of me. And that wasn't reasonable. And one of the questions is, what's the biggest fantasy buster? Yeah, not everyone participates the same, and everyone's participation is valuable. And I learned that lesson, so that was great. So it's a year long. Well, the year involves like at least one meeting a month, and all the committees are different. But in literature, we had one meeting a month. We also had subcommittee meetings. And one thing that I thought, I had grandiose ideas when I came in that we could take everything off the off of our to-do list, like including the basic text. This was in 2013. So I said, we can get all this done, right, everyone? And everyone was like, yes. Well, we got very little accomplished. It was higher powers timing, you know, so that was what happened. That's time. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sharon. You'll have more opportunity. All right, Paul. Same set of questions.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Shana. Paul, compulsive debtor. One of the things that I learned pretty quickly, it helped me to work with my sponsor on this, but doing service in any 12-step program, but maybe especially in Debtors Anonymous, I learned that to respect the group conscience, and I learned that, you know, everybody else's right to be wrong is more important than my right to be right, and, you know, if somebody's wrong about something, they will discover it in their own time, and so that's one thing that I learned was to respect the group conscience. I loved being an intergroup service rep, so I liked it, though, because I met a lot of people, some of whom are still in my life, and I learned how the program actually works. I served on the Internal Operations Committee, which I chaired for a number of years, and that committee doesn't even exist anymore. What happened there was the board decided that committee, World Service Conference Committee, wasn't properly structured and really didn't have a clear function. So they ended up, getting rid of that committee entirely. And that was a source of frustration for me because I worked hard on that committee for a number of years. It was there to support the General Service Board Office Committee. So, again, group conscience and, you know, God, has his own plan for things. The business of being a GSR and ISR is to do the business of the fellowship. And, I just want to say a little bit about the three-year commitment. It's a three-year commitment because your first year, you really don't know what's going on. Your second year, you've learned some things and you've met some people. And your third year, you can actually get things done. So thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Richard, same question.
I may need you to refresh me on the question, but the first one that I heard was the business of being a general service rep. And for me, the business of that is attending the committee meetings where luckily somebody else is leading the meetings and helping us to strategize and come up with what the next action step is going to be. And then there's a meeting with my subcommittee, which consists of one other person and myself. And we get a lot of work done. I love meeting with this guy. We get together 1 hour a month, and we just crank stuff out. It's amazing to me. I have this idea of productivity being this chaotic, zippy, fast-paced, whiplash-producing, breakneck speed kind of thing. And doing service in that way, I'm realizing it can be very peaceful and calm and serene. And I don't know yet how to bring that to the rest of my life yet, but I know that it's possible out of doing it. Thank you. Out of doing it with this one individual on these calls once a month for 1 hour. What was the other question you asked, Shana, besides the business of general service rep?
You honestly put them all together, but anything, like, you answered it all. What you love, what committee work is like. You want to give any specifics about what you've been working on with that person?
Well, one of the things that we got to work on was a fire for Giving Tuesday. That was the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. So we worked on that. There was some framework already present, but we bounced ideas back and forth and came up with it and then submitted it in the fellowship and put it out as a way to encourage contributions to the fellowship. And also learn that there's a distinction between donation and contribution. Contributions come from within the fellowship. Donations would come from outside. And because we are a self-supporting fellowship, declining outside contribution,
Fine.
The word we do use for the money is contribution and not donation. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Richard. Manju, same set of questions.
Thanks. So the business of being a GSR, as I understood it or understand it, is to represent the voice of my group at the World Service Conference. So the World Service Conference is the conference where all the groups, ideally all the groups, have a representative. That isn't the case yet, but we're working on it. And so my job is to bring to my group what is going to be voted on and discussed at the World Service Conference, the annual World Service Conference, and get a consensus or a group conscience about what my group wants to see happen. And then to set aside my own personal preferences and vote on behalf of, as best I can, on behalf of what I think the group wants when I arrive at the World Service Conference. And then when I'm at the World Service Conference, to choose a committee where I feel like I can be of service and grow and meet with that committee once a month for the upcoming year and do the work of that committee while reporting back. Thank you. While reporting back to my group, what other committees are working on and what's the business of VA at large, what is everyone working on? And then I really connected with what Sharon was saying around workaholism. I feel like one of my biggest learnings with this process of 3 years as a GSR has been learning to balance work with rest. And the World Service Conference is a masterclass in that because the schedule is pretty rigorous. It's not a vacation, even if we go to vacation-seeming locations. It's full, very full schedule of committee meetings and larger group meetings. And so it was a lesson for me in, just how to balance working hard. Thank you. How to balance working hard with self-care. And I'll pass. Thanks.
Thanks, Manju. Thanks, all of you. So the next set I sort of like went into is fears because, Paul, you even mentioned it, like the commitment, 3 years. So, you know, what would you tell somebody who's afraid? They'd like hear GSR 3 years and it's like, oh God, commitment, no way. Or they feel like, there's no way my meeting is going to be able to raise the funds to send me to the World Service Conference, so what's the point? Or they're just generally like, I don't know if I can do service. I'm already going through so much in my own life. Let's start with you, Paul, since that came up in what you last shared.
Okay, thank you. I think there's a lot of people in Debtors Anonymous who have that set of fears that you were just talking about. And what I would say is anyone can do service, even if you're relatively new. I like the little phrase that service is the secret. And what people don't sometimes understand is how service is so enhancing and so helpful for your own recovery. It just increases and puts your own recovery on a faster track. And the three-year commitment, yes, it is a commitment. Any service is a commitment. And again, if you can get into the mindset that service becomes some kind of self-care for you, thank you. That can put it in a different place in your thinking as well. But I really believe that anyone can do service, and it helps your recovery so much that if you start it out and you try it, you'll learn that pretty quickly. And it helps your recovery because you meet people, you expand your horizon, you begin to learn how the program functions and what the governance structure is like, and the fact that there is a lot more to a worldwide 12-step program than the individual meetings. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Sharon.
Oh, same questions to Sears. Okay, thanks, Shana. Again, I'm Sharon, compulsive debtor. Yeah, I didn't think I was qualified to do this with a year of experience as a GSR. And then I had 3 years of being a GSR, and I was like, do I do another 3 years, or people were encouraging me to apply for the board, and I was like, oh, I can't do that. I don't have enough, recovery, blah, blah, blah. And I went for it anyway. And then my service sponsor said, oh, no, you need like a lot more experience. And then by that point, I had found out that I had been elected to come on to the board. And anyway, but you just feel the fear and do it anyway. And so one thing that I did realize that about the fear, I always was able to raise the money for, I had 3 groups that sent me there. I never had to apply for a John H. scholarship. So that was great. And I just trusted that if I was supposed to go, I was going to go. And that was because I think that I can control things, people, places, and things sometimes. And that was a huge lesson. And someone else mentioned, a lot of people, what has been shared already this morning is stuff that, yes, I totally agree with, collective group conscience, and just trusting the process. And what I also found is that, thank you, Victoria. What I also found is that service can pour Miracle-Gro on my own character defects. So that was a wonderful growth opportunity in a lot of ways. And also, we are all dealing with each other. So that re-energized my Al-Anon programs and my CODA programs. So it's a win-win-win all the way around. And, the fear, yeah. And just one last thing, I lived in fear. It was COVID 2022. We were going to try to go to London for the first time ever outside the U.S., and I just spent months worrying about whether or not we were going to be able to go, and in the end, it all worked out, and we did go, and it was the most widely attended World Service Conference ever, and we were all fearful that we would lose money for the fellowship, but we trusted, and I trusted. I'm like, okay, we're doing this, and it ended up great, and that's the way that I've looked at service in general. It all ends up exactly the way that it's supposed to. Thanks.
Thanks, Sharon. Manju?
Thanks. Hey, Manju, compulsive debtor. I think in terms of fears, the first thing that comes to mind is just like zooming out a little to how the AA Big Book talks about fear being sort of the underpinning of addiction. And so the fears that I had around being a GSR are no different than the fears I have around everything else. So it gave me perspective, really, because I feel like the whole point of my recovery in general is how to walk through fear and to focus on who my higher power would have me be. And then I think, like, the three-year commitment, yeah, that was the biggest thing for me, for sure, in terms of fears. In my really long relapse, I left the rooms for about 10 years, and not all the rooms, but VA. And in that 10 years, I jumped around from career to career, job to job.
1 minute.
Thank you. And so this commitment to 3 years was really like an amends to myself for not sticking with things when I was in my disease. So it was like a test of my ability to just stick with something one day at a time. And for sure, I keep thinking, like, I mean, I'm 2.5 years in of this 3 year commitment, and I'm still like, I need to resign. I can't do this. I have, you know, and so it is just like this step-by-step process that's teaching me how to show up for other things that take a long time and to stick with them. So I'll pass. Thanks.
Thanks, Manju. Richard?
Thanks, Shana. So what I heard in the question, the word scholarship jumped to mind in your question. You didn't say scholarship, but you were asking about what if I don't have the money, and or what if my group can't raise the money. And that was me the first year that I wanted to become a service rep. Our group didn't have the money, and I applied for the scholarship. I didn't get it. And then the next year it came along, and I applied for it again. And this time I applied for it like I was just doing it because I was supposed to apply. My group wanted me to go, and I was like, this is not going to work. I mean, and I applied for it, and I was shocked to receive the acceptance letter in the mail, and was excited. And this is what goes again to higher power, trusting whatever understanding of higher power a person has who's being of service, because I really didn't think I was going to go. My higher power has other plans, and my group raised a good part of the money. And I got a generous amount of money from the scholarship fund to be able to go as a first year rep. And I was certain I was not going to go.
But, 1 minute.
Thank you. Turning it over to higher power, then things got to work themselves out. Somebody said something about character defects and miracle grow. Oh my gosh, that is such an accurate description of what can happen when I'm doing service at a higher level, because there are a lot of big personalities who have big ideas and want to express them. And there's my opinion of how these ideas should be expressed. And when it's not expressed correctly, then I get annoyed, and I just like my character defects just take over, my judgments, opinion, et cetera, take over. And I can just say, this is stupid and I'm leaving, or I can then just use a program and talk to my sponsor, talk to other people, and to continue to be of service. And if it were not for service, I would not be at the current job that I'm at. I started DA working $20 an hour, and now I'm not a manager in the same organization. Thank you. And that happened in 4 years. So service leading to other areas of life. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Richard. I think we'll just keep going on this one because I heard it in with Sharon, and then it was picked up on this idea of like miracle grow. Like, so just, you know, any experiences you've had where you've really seen how service translates into the rest of your life, or even the service of making a contribution to DA and why that's important. I didn't totally understand, like, why is it important to give to a GSR going to World Service? So on this theme of miracle grow, we'll start with you, Manju.
I think, yeah, it can go both ways. Like the miracle grow can be on my character defects, and it can also be on my talents. Like, I think part of my dating disease is hiding from my talents, like a compulsive need to hide. And so VA has been a really safe place for me to practice leaning into my skills and to have that reflected as a good thing. For example, the skill of leadership or communication or of teamwork or of, I think those are the main ones that come to mind. For sure, it can also be a miracle grow in my defects. Like I could see my impatience you know, if a decision was taking longer than I thought it is, when I thought I knew exactly what the World Service Conference should be deciding, why was it taking everyone else so long to figure it out? You know, and then, of course, things go differently and I learn a lot. So, yeah, I feel like it's been a beautiful process in both ways, like growing my strengths and revealing my shortcomings that and being able to practice doing things differently. And, yeah, I think another fear, just jumping back a little bit to that last question, was a fear of groups. I had, in my past, had a lot of really difficult, traumatic experiences with groups. And so I got to walk through that fear and not let it run me and start to participate with a group because I could trust it because there were traditions guiding it and concepts guiding it. So it grew, I would say, in terms of miracle grow, it grew my courage. It grew my courage to walk through fear. And I'll pass. Thanks.
Thanks, Manju. Richard?
Yes. So the concept of miracle grow, what else can I add to that? I can still think back to just how it plays at my my employment, because what brought me to DA was the fact that I was making six figures and was broke. For 2 years in a row, I was driving rideshare, like driving a lot of hours, putting a lot of miles in my car, and I couldn't keep any money. And so when the pandemic happened, I stopped doing that. I was using unemployment for a while, but I was, again, not being great with money. And somebody suggested today I got to it, and the miracle grow aspect of it, I think, was using the principles in other areas of my life and having somebody like my sponsor to bounce ideas off of and for her to say things like, hey, you need to practice making amends here, or you need to pray for this
1 minute.
Pray for this person. Thank you. Pray for this person. The second most challenging thing for me in DA was praying for people who I didn't think deserved my prayers. The first challenging thing was getting on my knees to pray. I was gross. What do you mean get on my knees? Ugh. But I did that, and it poured miracle grow on things that I didn't know could change so quickly, because my self-will was not going to make those things change the way that they did when I turned them over to a power greater than myself and still did the work that I needed to do in the physical plane. So I did my part and turned everything else over to a higher power by praying and by meditating. And the results in short 5 years have been just astronomical. DA is the closest thing to a get-rich-slow scheme I've ever found, and I've tried a bunch of get-rich-quick ones.
Thanks, Richard. Sharon?
Hi, Sharon, compulsive debtor. Thanks again, everyone, for your service. And a couple of things have been jumping out at me, but the first one is about, when I was on the board my first year, I was the board, and, you know, you guys all know board liaisons, you know, work with World Service committees, and I was on PI, then went to literature for 2 years or 3 years, and then I was on Resource Development Committee as the board liaison for the last 2 years, and that was the most fun I ever had. So thank you all for your service and being on that committee. And I learned so much about contributions and how, you know, what was going on. And, you know, what ended up happening, and this is kind of universal in all 12-step programs, it's like, let's say there's 10 people living in the house, but only two are paying rent. And in DA, it's between 1 and 2. It's between 10 and 20% of groups and individuals that are supposedly in DA. You know, we don't know exactly how many people are in DA, but that make contributions. So it's like, you know, well, how fair is that? And what I also learned is that small amounts, however humble, are very, very valuable. So nobody has to give a lot. You know, it's like small, slow recovery, small amounts. If everyone gave $7 on the 7th, we would be totally in, you know, in the black forever and ever. But, you know, what else? The other thing that kept coming up for me is, especially about the Miracle-Gro on our own character defects, is not, and someone else mentioned it, not just our defects, but also our assets. And when we are bothered by something, when we're resentful about something, and I had plenty of resentment about other people's behavior, blah, 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 it's always me, right? It's always me. So I had that opportunity, but also just not doing resentment checks, but also gratitude checks, random gratitude checks during the day about what I was grateful for and how much service has benefited me, not just in my own recovery, but in my, in, you know, practicing these principles in all my affairs, step 12. So I'll leave it there. Thanks.
Thanks, Sharon. Paul?
Yes, thank you, everyone. Okay, so why are contributions so important in DA? And how did you become more aware of that by being a GSR? So when you begin to do service at this level, again, you begin to understand what it takes to maintain a program like this beyond the individual meetings. And I had conversations with my sponsor, and so I contribute each month out of my checking account, and my checking account one of my checking accounts automatically sends a check to the World Service Office in Needham, and you know that I've set that up, and it just happens by itself every month now. And I used to contribute a certain amount, and as my situation changed, as my income grew, as my DA recovery continued on, I had conversations with my sponsor about what would be a more appropriate amount for me.
1 minute.
Thank you. With my current means, and so I increased that, and you know I've been doing an increased amount out of my account every month to World Service. I also give at the meetings that I go to. I carry cash in my pocket, and I put cash in the envelope when it comes around. There's also, you know, individual meetings are also now having many electronic ways to contribute. But it's important to contribute because, you know, we say it's not about the money, but it is about the money in some way. And if we can, you know, let a piece of our personal income go towards supporting this program that saved our lives, it becomes part of our spiritual recovery. And, you know, again, I really like the, you know, Miracle-Gro helps plants grow. Service helps us grow as human beings. And I do agree that it helps your it helps you look at your character defects. It also helps your the positive side of your self grow. And you know, so both of those things happen when you get into service. Thanks.
Thanks, Paul. This has been amazing. It's so great to hear from all of you. We're going to do a short round to close it out. 1 minute. You know, say whatever you'd like. but I just want to say one of the things that has been most surprising about being a GSR is the talent show at the World Service Conference. And I, this year, like, sang in front of, you know, there were like 200 people there, this rewritten version of Amazing Grace. And I was terrified. It was one of the most incredible experiences of my life. And it really, I feel like I can say, like, it changed my life. But it was not what I expected going into being a GSR. So if there's things like that, share them, or jaw-dropping stories. You have 1 minute each, and we'll start with you, Richard.
For me, at the conference, the thing that I did not expect at all was where I was going to find community. So and at the conference, they had a room, the hospitality suite, and one part of it was for refreshments and taking care of your body, and one part was to take care of your spirit. And so I go to that part in the back where they had the refreshment part. They had a puzzle there. And I don't know why, but I got sucked in and invested into this jigsaw puzzle. It was 1,000 pieces. On day two, I come across this puzzle. So every day after we were done with the business of the conference, I'd make a beeline for that room, and I would sit there and try to work on the puzzle. And people would join me, and put one or two pieces on. Some would spend a longer time there. And by the end of it, the puzzle was complete. And for me, it wasn't about the puzzle, but it was about the sense of community that took place and random people just coming in and just chipping in for whatever extent of time they wanted to or were called to. And I got a gag award for it at the end. It was a lifetime solvency because I completed the puzzle. So that was a good fun thing, that a surprise that came out of the conference.
Thanks, Richard. Manju?
Thanks. I think the biggest surprise for me was, or the biggest like gift for me that comes to mind is learning and accepting that slow and steady wins the race. Like as an addict, I typically expect and want immediate results. Like I want to come into DA and come from severe under-earning to a high six-figure or seven-figure salary in a couple of years. You know, it's like I want like quick, I want it now. And so being on a committee, I was on the literature committee for two of these years, and seeing that things take time and that how beautiful the literature is in our program and that it took time to develop each book. And so that for me has translated into being more comfortable with, for example, growing a business that I started in since I became a GSR and growing it little step by little step by little step and being more comfortable with a process rather than immediate results. And then the other thing I'll say real quick is the blessing from being a GSR of developing these lifelong friendships with people all over the world and feeling like so many places in the world and throughout this country that I could travel and see and just visit with people that I love dearly. So I it's really enriched my heart and my relationships in a lot of ways too.
Thanks, Manju. Paul?
Yes, thank you. My story is about at one of the World Service Conferences, and I think it was the year that Michaeline R. was the chair, and we got to the end on the last day, and I think it was on the last day, and it came to pass that we said the Serenity Prayer in eight different languages. There were people there who knew eight different languages, and each one said the Serenity Prayer in their language. And there were, you know, and as we have tried to become and work towards becoming a more international organization, there were a lot of tears flowing down people's faces as people said the Serenity Prayer in those eight languages. I'll just never forget that. So that's my special story about doing service. And that happened to be, you know, that was at the World Service Conference where that happened.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks. Sharon?
Sharon, compulsive debtor, yes. I have to just say yes, yes, yes about the languages. And I think each subsequent year we had even more, which was amazing. But yeah, it was very emotional and moving and very impactful. The other thing that was very impactful for me was the power of the minority opinion. And I have seen in 2013, we were voting on the promises and promise number two, there was a minority opinion and then we worked even more to rework with the right wording, and it's very wordy, but everyone was satisfied at the end, and it was out of the minority opinion and the collective group conscience and the respect to hear those whose opinions were not voted for. And it was impactful and changed everything. And it just speaks to me to the collective group conscience. And I've got really strong opinions on a lot of things. And you know what? Someone else mentioned it earlier. It's not about what we want, you know, and to try to do that with grace and dignity. And I succeeded sometimes, others not so much. And just letting higher power take the wheel or higher purpose. And so we're all here for a purpose. Being GSRs, ISRs, and other ways of service on the board or whatever. And the last thing that I'll say is to get a service sponsor. I got a service sponsor when I became a GSR and also on the board. And it's just one more, and they had also done those jobs. So they could guide me in, you know, how to handle situations that were baffling me. So, yeah, but totally worth it. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Sharon. I'm kind of sad that the panel's over. I'm having so much fun, but thank you to all the panel members today. And I am so glad that this recording will be a resource for years to come.